Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Izzy and Chelsea and Toby with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Excuse me. In your local news, Qantas and Virgin Australia are set to ban the use of power banks on planes after they allegedly started a number of fires. With the fires occurring both domestically and overseas, the ban will introduce several new battery safety measures next month. Currently, power banks have been banned from check-in luggage. However, these new measures extend to the power bank use in flight, as well as the size of the charger, how many flyers can carry on board, and how accessible it is to their owners in carry-on luggage. Virgin Australia Chief Operations Officer Chris Snook commented on the issue, saying, quote, "Globally, more lithium battery-powered devices are now being carried by travellers, and while these items are generally safe when packed and handled appropriately, this move will minimise any potential risks associated with these devices," end quote.
The Tivoli Drive-In, one of Southeast Queensland's last remaining drive-in theatres, is closing its doors after seeing a decline of attendance numbers and continuing cost issues. The drive-in reopened in the early 2000s after a brief closure, with the Rivers of Life Christian Church taking the reins to provide the local Ipswich area with a low-cost family fun activity. However, Pastor Fred has said that the industry is seeing a massive decline following the increase of streaming services and ongoing expenses of maintaining the theatre. Pastor Moyes has noted the decrease in families coming through their doors in recent years, saying, quote, 10 years ago, we were running at 300 plus families a week. Now we often average about 100 and more recently below 100, end quote. Ipswich locals have been disappointed by this news, saying it's been a family favourite for the past many years.
And in national news, first-term MP Kelly Sloane is set to lead the New South Wales Liberals after former leader Mark Speakman stepped down yesterday. Miss Sloane, who represents the seat of Vaucluse, covering Sydney's affluent eastern suburbs, has become a high-profile feature of opposition media events following her election in 2023. Her ascension comes after a string of leadership spills across state opposition parties, which saw the leaders of the Victorian Liberals, and New South Wales Nationals change. And in other national news, gambling harm advocates and crossbench MPs have urged the government to, quote, not go soft on restrictions to gambling ads. The calls come following reports the government may not pursue a total ban on online advertisement, despite numerous Labor MPs being keen to see action on the issue. The Greens have said they will push for gambling reform by a Senate committee. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young said, quote, "Going soft on banning digital and online advertising will leave families vulnerable to gambling industry vultures." The push comes 2 years after the You Win Some, You Lose More report, chaired by the late MP Peter Murphy, which issued 31 recommendations on government gambling reform. The government has yet to enact any of the report's recommendations.
In international news, a new drug could be a breakthrough in treatment for tuberculosis after successful trials conclude. Researchers from TB Alliance shared their findings from a recent trial at the Union Conference on Lung Health in Copenhagen on Wednesday. Sulfequiline is a new antibiotic that has shown through trials a stronger action against tuberculosis bacteria than existing treatments. All trial participants had drug-sensitive tuberculosis, meaning standard treatments do not work, and instead doctors provide a cocktail of drugs to safely treat patients. Researchers from the TB Alliance hope to launch a phase 3 clinical trial in 2026.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach an 11, which is in the extreme band. So make sure you put your sunscreen on. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Art. On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Art. 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 Art.